You know more about what matters in your life because you listen to the Pensacola Expert Panel with Jenna Barr. 9 till 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Kick down, lie you won't tear down, coming after me. No shadow you won't light up, mountain you won't climb up.
To the Pensacola Expert Panel. You're listening to News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Sarah Ellis is here with me from My Father's Arrows. She is the founder and executive director. My Father's Arrows is located right here in Northwest Florida. I love the words to that song, to the bridge in Corey Asbury's Reckless Love. There's no shadow you won't light up. Nowhere that God won't go to seek us out. And I love that reminder as a Christian, as a believer. I feel like we need that reminder on a daily basis because the enemy feeds us a lot of lies, and these children who are in foster care and are waiting to be adopted. I can only imagine just what they're starting to believe, and how somebody coming in who just has so much love in their hearts, right? Whether you're volunteering or applying to work for My Father's Arrows, or looking to become a foster parent, an adoptive parent, they're waiting for that. And there's a quote that I read probably about 2 years ago. It says, someone out there is waiting for you to do what God has called you to do. And that changed the way I started thinking, like, oh yeah, I mean, they're waiting for us. And so My Father's Arrows is right here in Northwest Florida, and they serve children who are in foster care system waiting to be adopted, and also partner with Guardian Ad Litem. You have a group home here. And how many children can be in the group home at one time?
So we're licensed for 24, 12 boys and 12 girls. And a lot of the focus in our residential program is children that have been adopted and are struggling with their attachment within their family. And there's a risk of things dissolving. Mm-hmm. And so we're bringing stability and healing to those families to put things back together.
Very good. I love that. Okay, so you have an event coming up. Okay. And I gave you a little teaser earlier. And if you have a question, 850-437-1620. In fact, we have a couple questions coming in. But first, let's talk about Bigfoot. How did Bigfoot get involved?
Okay. So it's a funny story. Have you ever seen these mockumentaries about Bigfoot where they go and gather stories?
Oh my goodness, yes, they're so good.
They're so funny. And my husband and I would watch it when we were laughing. And you have to understand, we started this ministry from car washes and bake sales, okay? Yeah. We started this from nothing. And so obviously we're always trying to think of fundraisers that we can do to help further our cause and help more children. And we're like, we should do a race. Everybody told us we should do a run. We were trying to find something that was unique to the area. And so we decided to do a Bigfoot run where Bigfoot can chase you around, and it has been so much fun. I think this will be our fourth or fifth.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, so Bigfoot Festival. The kids get to come out, and who's invited? What's going to happen?
Well, everybody's invited. It'll be Sunday, October 24th in the fall at the Santa Rosa Soccer and Horse Complex in Pace. It says Pace. I call it Shamukla, but it's in between Pace and Shamukla, I guess. And it's free admission, and the whole community's involved.
That's awesome. Oh, man, the weather that time of year is perfect.
That's great.
And are there going to be any like donations that are taken? Can people donate to this?
Certainly there'll be donations. And at the event, there'll be vendors and food. We're going to have Bigfoot story encounters and a Bigfoot calling contest. Have you ever hollered for Bigfoot?
No, but now I feel like I need to.
Well,
like,
you should practice and come out and do that. And we're going to have live music. The Southern Rose Band and the Sound and Spirit Gospel Music Bands are going to be there. There's going to be a Bigfoot costume contest. And then, so it's a full-on festival this time, not just a race. And instead of a race, like a timed race, this is the amazing Bigfoot race. So have you ever seen, there's a show on TV, The Amazing Race or
yes.
Great American Race, something like
something
that.
Something like that.
Okay, same concept. So it consists of some physical and mental challenges that you have to complete to get the next, to get to the next level or to get the next clue to advance. And you sign up in teams, okay? So it's a team of two going through this race together. It's going to be super fun.
Oh, that is so cool. Yeah. That is a good couples event right there, or a best friend event, a bonding moment
sure.
to be able to come together.
Yeah.
I do love it. It is The Amazing Race, I think. And because now I'm like, is that sounding right in my brain? But I think you're right. I think we are right, Sarah. And that's just so much fun. I love that you bring something that's uplifting and fun into talking about this, because this subject is sometimes like, oh, I don't want to talk about it because it'll
it's
make
heavy.
Me sad.
Yeah.
It is very heavy.
And we're going to come together and we're going to laugh.
Oh, yeah.
And we're going to have fun. And I pledge to do the best Bigfoot call I can. I'm going to do it.
Okay, listen, I have to tell you a secret. When I was little, I had Bigfoot slippers. Like legit Bigfoot, they were called Bigfoot slippers, and I wore them everywhere. I still have pictures. They
oh
were my
goodness.
Favorite. I remember my toe going through the front
because you wore
them
out.
I would not let them go. I love Bigfoot. Random things you find out about Jenna Barr on
That's
news
right.
radio.
They didn't know.
But I love this. It's going to be so much fun. Again, the actual event, so the Bigfoot Festival, which is happening Sunday, October 24th, 9 to 5. It's an all-day thing, and it's going to be great weather. I feel like before we know it, boom, it's going to be October.
For so sure. And we're still adding vendors.
Oh, great.
So if you're interested in being a vendor, you can text or you can go on our website. The text number is 850-299-9771. And you can just text the word vendor. And we can get you signed up that way. You can text the same number to be a racer. You get your group up, all right? You get your group of two. Text 850-299-9771. Of course, you can go to our website as well, myfathersarrows.org. But it's going to be a lot of fun, and we're still growing. We're making it bigger and hope to have it a recurring event every year.
Yes. Okay, so also, just so you know, I mean, mark it now. Because, like I said, it's going to come up sooner than later. And if you're a vendor, I had a question come through. What kind of vendors are you looking for?
Well, certainly, we're going to want the Bigfoot merch.
Okay, yes.
Because you need your new pair of slippers. So,
yeah, I actually really do, now that I think about it.
Certainly, anyone that has related merchandise full of humor would be great. Arts and crafts, food vendors. We're pretty open. We want everybody to come out and be a part of this. It's a family-friendly event. And it's just going to give us a good day to have some laughs and make some good memories together.
That's so much fun. And they'll be able to learn more, too, in person about My Father's Arrows.
Definitely.
And do you need volunteers for the event is the next question.
Absolutely. We do need volunteers with setup and cleanup, especially people to help work at the gate. So you can email us at info@myfathersarrows.org or call 675-4403, and we'd love to get you involved.
Very good. Okay, so if you're just tuning in, I'm Jenna Barr. You're listening to your Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Sarah Ellis is here. She is the founder and executive director for My Father's Arrows. Okay, so let's talk about this. Let me pull up this text. I heard you had some amazing projects, such as building a new school and adding on to the children's home for more children to be cared for. One, how are you funded? What can individuals do to help build the children's home?
Yeah, like I said, there's a huge waiting list for
you
the children's home.
How many children? 50?
24 in the children's home, and there's, we keep a waiting list of at least 50. It's very, very sad because of the specific kind of needs that we serve. Yeah, they are waiting, and we have a very unique situation. We have, you know, a therapist on site. Most children's homes don't have that. A private school that's trauma-informed on site. So we really specialize in these attachment disorders, and it's difficult to get children's homes that do those kind of things. So we need to build a bigger school because we've outgrown our school. We need to build more housing for the children because we're full. And we do need partners to come along that have construction experience, maybe businesses. We have business partnerships where people can get involved as well. And they can donate by on the same number on the text to give, 850-299-9771. It's an easy way to donate, or certainly through our website and through our Facebook account. And we are working to buy some land around us to have more. We have animals on the property for animal therapy, and we're trying to acquire more land around us so that we can have some nature trails for them and places for them to have campouts and more outdoor activities. So there's a lot of expansion that we're working on doing to give these children the absolute best quality of life that we can. We don't do a lot of video games and TV time. We do a lot of outside and sunshine and life skills and doing life together. And in our residential program, we're really working to let their world become small so they can keep the main thing, be children for a while and get the healing that they need so that when it's time to be an adult, they're ready, they're prepared, they have the education that they need, they have the social skills that they need, and the connections that they need.
You mentioned before about trauma-informed care.
Yeah.
And this is kind of, you know, can be a touchy subject, but it is extremely important to have that as a basis in your group home, in any kind of service provided home. What is trauma-informed care?
In our home, we use TBRI as our parenting model, trust-based relational interventions. And so instead of focusing on the children's behaviors, we're focused on the needs behind their behaviors and consistently meeting those needs. So where so many other adults have focused on the behaviors that they see, we're focusing on, why are we having those behaviors? What are they trying to tell us? Meeting those needs. And that increases their trust so that they can feel safe and they can make themselves more vulnerable and be able to participate in those therapies and activities and tell us what's really going on in their hearts.
Yeah, a lot of times, you know, they're not bad kids and bad behaviors. There's something behind it. There's a root. And you have to get to the root of the issue in order to actually make change. Like, you know, you have something wrong with a plant and it keeps, you know, wilting. You don't just keep clipping the leaves off. Eventually everything's going to be exposed and it's going to fall apart. You check everything and make sure that the soil is watered and you make sure you're not overwatering or too much sun. You get to the root of the issue so you can make it healthy. And just like plants, and you say nice things to them, they'll grow. Children, they need the same.
Absolutely. There's so much anger that we deal with, and that anger, the root is pain. They're hurting. Mm-hmm. They're not bad kids. They're hurting kids. They are precious kids, and we try really hard to focus on that preciousness. So we may have a 15-year-old boy in front of us, but, you know, I prayed about it, and I'm like, Lord, let me see them like you see them. And I look at that 15-year-old boy, and I see that 3-year-old hurting boy inside. Mm-hmm. And when you can see that child that's hurting inside and speak to them, that's when healing comes.
Yeah, that is very, very true. We have a question coming in, 850-437-1620. This one is asking, do you know how many children are currently in the foster care program in Escambia and Santa Rosa County?
I don't know the numbers specific to Santa Rosa and Escambia, but in Judicial Circuit 1, which is Santa Rosa, Escambia, Walton and Okaloosa, there's between 1,500 and 1,700 at any given time. So that's Judicial Circuit 1. So many children and not near enough foster families.
That's a big number.
That's a huge number.
I mean, and here's my other question, without, you know, pulling any strings, did COVID make an impact in the number of children?
Well, certainly COVID has impacted children's safety related to the risk of abuse. You know, when children were taken out of the schools, that's less eyes on them, less opportunities for them to speak to a safe adult, these kind of things. I know it's definitely impacted mental health as well for adults and children alike. So certainly, yeah.
Yeah. There's a lot of different playing parts behind numbers. It's not just like, what did their parents throw them out the door? Or, you know, are all these parents incarcerated or what is it? I mean, there's so many different factors to it. And all those things don't even matter in the grand scheme. And I'm saying that lightly. What mm-hmm. matters is, what are we doing to help this child? And if we have 50 on a waiting list that need to be in a home, right? How are we going to get them into the home? Now, with building like a new school and in a new facility, are you working with the state? Are you funded through the state? Or is it just through private monetary donations?
We are totally private. We don't accept any state or federal funds. And we do that so that we can operate with totally clear mission. We are who we are. And the community has helped build this ministry. We're so proud of what this community's done. And My Father's Arrows really is a crown to this community, because the community has come together behind these children. When we started this 7 years ago, there weren't all these little breakout groups of foster care support in the churches and this kind of thing. And you know, there's so much momentum that's been built by educating the community, showing, inspiring people on how to get involved and telling people about the needs of the children. I'm just so proud of what we've done and what this community's done to rise up.
You're right. You're totally right. This isn't just, you know, my child or a child. This is our community's children. And sometimes that can sound, you know, like, ooh, but it's the truth. We hear the phrase, it takes a village.
Yeah.
It truly does. That village is now called community. That is the translation of that. And I mentioned it before, we live in a highly populated area with churches. I believe even Santa Rosa County has one of the most churches in the entire country, just per capita in the county.
I say our ministry is in the shadow of the steeple. There's a church on every corner.
Yep. And how do we get churches more involved? Is there like a message to them that you can give, just like you know, to really understand how important it is to play a role in these children's lives?
It doesn't matter if you're Baptist, if you're Methodist, if you're Pentecostal, if you're Presbyterian. The Bible says that orphan and widow care is our job. There's no argument about that. We are distinctively non-denominational for that reason, because everybody can have their little twists and turns and ideas, but orphan care is something we should all come together on, and no doubt it pleases the Father. And so I would say to the churches, get off the pew and get out of your comfort zone and be the hands and feet of Jesus. If that means you're going to mow the grass for a foster family next door that just took in 5 new kids last night, or you're gonna support an adoptive family that's just brought new children in and take them a meal, if it means that you're gonna run errands and help get oil changes, if it means that you're gonna be a respite family, if it means that you're gonna come down the street in the shadow of the steeple and say, hey, I'll come to My Father's Arrows. Listen, people will raise thousands of dollars and go overseas on missions trips. The mission is here. The mission is down the street. We will pay you to come serve with us if you'll get off the pew.
It is so good. I couldn't have said it better. You hit the nail right on the head. I think we live in a very comfortable world, and it's time we get uncomfortable, right?
That's right.
And so a part of that is just remembering there are so many hurting people in this world.
Definitely.
And it's COVID impacted a lot too, and I understand that. Trust me, we don't like the germs, but it also impacted, like you said, kids being out of school, more opportunities for abuse, more children wandering around and wondering, who's going to take care of me? Why don't I have a mommy? Where is my dad? Who's going to love me? I'm right here. And there's enough people in this area. There's enough people who call themselves Christians in this area. So I completely agree with you, Sarah Ellis, who is the founder and executive director for My Father's Arrows. We've been chatting for the past hour. We have a few minutes left. If you have a question, 850-437. In fact, people are, they're amening you. Is that the word? Is
Thank that, you. Amen-ing you? I thought I've probably offended some people, but I'm telling the truth.
Sometimes it's not offense. It's that they just don't want to hear the truth. And so that's okay. You know what? That's all right. I absolutely love, in fact, a couple of people have asked, why don't you reach out to Habitat for Humanity? But I know that they serve a different aspect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we have reached out with them, but they have a different community that they serve, and certainly we know that everybody can't do everything, and so nothing against them. They do a great job.
Oh, absolutely, they do an incredible job. One person can't do everything, but everybody can do something.
Absolutely. And you know, some of the listeners, they may say, hey, I've got an electrical company, I'll step up. Hey, I've got a concrete company, I'll step up. I've got an AC company, I'll step up. And if we all come together, we can get the job done.
Absolutely. I mean, 100%. And I want you to share again the group home, how it's different than what you might think of as a group home. You mentioned animals and therapy and yeah, having the proper trained staff to be able to not just treat quote unquote children, but to relate to them and love on them despite how they may act up.
Yeah, our staff is amazing, and I'm so thankful for them. First of all, our children's home, we call it Mama's House, and there's a reason for that. You know, everybody wants a place to go home to, and if you're an aged out kid and you've been in the system and you've got your first job and somebody says, where are you going for Thanksgiving? Instead of saying, oh, well, I've got this home at NJ, my father's, you can just say Mama's House, and it's the gift that keeps on giving with that calm and permanency that we talked about. Yeah, and so they know we have a lot of consistency in our holidays and in our traditions, and the children know that they don't have to be invited. They come, and it's beautiful, and it's special, and we love them, and we love seeing them grow. Our staff is trained in that TBRI model, seeing what is the need behind the behavior. We know the children communicate with their behavior, but we help put words on their feelings, help them to isolate those feelings and tell us what's really going on in their hearts so we can meet those needs and move them forward.
Very good. I'm so excited and really just proud to be able to be on this platform with you and help give you a voice so more people can learn about it. A lot of people have been texting for the website so that they can give. They're very appreciative of what you are doing for our children and in our area and across the world. Yes, we know that there are children all over the world who need help, but I am telling you, if you just took a moment and any blinders off, opened your eyes and looked around, you would see. I am telling you, you would see there is a need here in Northwest Florida. So just in the last moment, we have about a minute left. Do you have just one final message for our listeners to really, for them to understand the importance of My Father's Arrows and the need in this area for foster children?
Yeah, so it's a huge need. And the world says that children are too messy, too noisy, too time-consuming, too expensive. The Bible says children are a blessing and a heritage of the Lord. These children are wonderful. They are precious. They are full of potential, and they are loved by the Most High God. You can get involved. Contact us. Find your way to plug in. It may be your neighbor down the street. It may be coming to the children's home. But either way, there is a way for you to help in orphan care. MyFathersArrows.org is our website. You can call us at 850-675-4403 or connect with us on Facebook. We'd love to talk with you.
Yes, absolutely. And again, they're hiring. Absolutely. They're looking for volunteers. And then, of course, the Bigfoot Festival, which is coming up October 24th. It seems like far away, but it isn't. Please write it down. It is a free event. If you do want to sign up for the amazing Bigfoot race or become a vendor, of course, please go online, like Sarah mentioned, myfathersarrows.org, so you can find out more information. And, of course, mark your calendars. It's going to be beautiful weather by that point. And, it's just a great time. And thank you, Sarah, so much for coming today and sharing what you do. Thank you so much for what you do and serving our children in our community. My hats are off to you, all my hats, literally. And I am very thankful for you and everything that you do.
Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. Again, that was My Father's Arrows here on the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Thank you for hanging out with me this morning. Tune in tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. Yes, Dr. McMillan will be here from the Neal Clinic. We'll talk to you then. Money. I'm Jenna Barr. My father, Zeros, is here. But first, let's see what's happening in the news.
Well, you fill up the gas tank lately? Gas prices down ever so slightly. Details coming up after Fox News.